How was your 4th of July?
Nice.
Only one person?
Lousy.
Lousy? Okay, one said nice, one said loud.
No, I said loud.
Oh, loud. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good morning to everyone. We're still talking about sin. I know that's a subject that need be spoken about, because it's a lot of sin that folks do and we do that we don't pay attention to, you know, and sin is sin. Even though we don't pay attention to it, sin is still sin. It's still wrong. You will still fall short. The wages of it you will get. I would get it. The wages of it is death. And we spoke about sin that we don't pay attention to. We spoke about sin that we do pay attention to, and we just don't want to leave it alone. There's some sins in folks' lives and our lives, maybe, right, that we continue to do, right, and we know it's wrong. And we it's like Jesus ain't paying attention to that, you know. It's all right, because I was doing it since I was little. You know, long time doing, right? So it's okay, you know. But it ain't all right, you know. Even the little ones is bad for you, you know. It's just like sickness. A little sickness is bad for you, ain't it? You know, nobody would say that I want to be a little sick. You know, it's all bad for you. You know, it's all bad for you. Poison. You know, you take a little bit, it's bad for you, you know. But anyway, today, you know, I'm going to speak a little bit about be ye angry and sin not. Turn with me to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4th chapter. Be angry and sin not. How in the world can you do that? You know, you got to have some Jesus in you, right? So, you know, it's just like you ever butt your toe, right? That hurts, don't it? It hurts real bad. I mean, deep. That's a deep hurt. I know somebody who butt their toe this morning. Amen? And it's a deep, it hurt bad, right? And it makes you want to say something. Huh? Other than ouch. Are you with me? It makes you want to say something other than that ouch. Right? And it's like you're cursing yourself. You know, you know, like you say, excuse the expression, you dummy. Right? You know, for butting my toe. Are you with me? And we want to say something, you know, about that. All right, so we want to read Ephesians 4, 21 through 32. Anyway. Ephesians 4, 21 through 32.
Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. We are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, and it may give grace to those who hear. For Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave
you. Be angry and sin not. Somebody collaborate. Tell me something about yourself. Or, you know, how would you teach this? What would you say? Be angry and sin not. And I know it's a hard question, you know.
I think a lot of people, when they're angry, they want to just blurt off at the mouth,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of putting their mind in gear first before they say something.
Mm-hmm.
It's an automatic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can teach yourself to stop and decide on how you want to react.
Mm-hmm.
Being angry and just letting everything fly is not the way to go. It's not going to make it better.
I like how you said, decide how you're going to react. The Bible teaches, you know, I think in Proverbs it teaches, turning away wrath. Jerry? Turning away
We have a tendency to retaliate.
Yeah.
This society, this world,
mm-hmm.
Teaches us,
mm-hmm.
even when we're young, to retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to learn that we can be angry over something,
mm-hmm.
but not, we just don't have to retaliate. Hold that anger in, and I like that. But you said a tongue's the first thing you want to retaliate with. And of course, other things will be blows, anything
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
But that tongue is the first thing that we've got to get control of. And we're warned in the Bible, you know, that's a wild thing. That's hard to take.
Mm-hmm. And backing you up, the Bible says no man can tame that. So we have to depend on who? Christ. We have to depend on Christ for that, because it's very important that we don't strike back. Because when we get angry and we strike back, it makes it what? Worse. And then if they strike back and then we strike back, it what? Make it worse. And if they strike back and we strike, it what? It makes it worse.
Proverbs 15:1.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You always come through for me. Thank you, bro.
A gentle answer,
yes, sir,
turns away wrath.
Yes, sir.
But a harsh word stirs up anger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A gentle word turns away wrath. You know. You know. I could recall myself getting into some stuff with people, right? And I turned away, I turned the other cheek, I turned away, walked away just like I was scared, right? And I had a couple of guys that called me, right, at work, right? They called me and said, why did you walk away? Why are you scared of him, right? And I had to answer that, you know. I had to answer that. I said, no, I'm not afraid of him. But why did you walk away? Why did you stand up, right? I said, you know, because that's who I am. Right? It's not that I'm afraid, I'm scared, right? But it was best for me to what? Walk away. Because I've known sometime in my life I didn't walk away, and I wish I did. You know? I wish I had walked away. Sometimes, you know, in my life. But I didn't walk away. But you know, when you're doing God's will, somebody gonna make it look like you're afraid and you're chicken. And you know, like, you know, I you know, like you should have, right? And sometimes, you know, you go home after you walk away from a situation, you go home and you think about it. And you said, I should have, you know, I should have done something. I should have said something.
I was just going to go where you were just saying. Mm-hmm. We can say something, mm-hmm. but we have to have, excuse me, we have to have the right words. Mm-hmm. You can't let your mouth fly off
yes, ma'am.
Cuss words and mm-hmm. and expect to get a positive result.
That's right.
My husband had the philosophy to say, if you can't get your point across without cussing, you got a poor vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And I really think so. If you think of how you want to bring a point across, you bring it across to where you let your feelings show, mm-hmm. but not in an abusive or angry way. Mm-hmm. You can words and how you say those words can have an impact. Either you bring your point across in a friendly, loving way, and maybe people go away with saying, okay, you know, I did you wrong or whatever. But if you go and confront them in anger, most likely they're going to retaliate in anger as well.
And make it worse. That's right. The Bible teaches us, it says, for as much as lies within you, live peaceable with all men. Now, if it's in you, right, you can do it. But if it ain't in you, you can't do it, right? So it has to be what? In you. It has to be in us. Christ, the Spirit has to what be in us. We can't leave it at home. When the Bible speaks about putting on the whole armor, we got to put it on. It might be hot, might be 100 and something degrees, right? But we got to put that armor on. I played football a little when I was in school, right? I couldn't go out there, you know, I ain't going to put my helmet on because it's just too tight on my head, right? I don't think that would have worked. Are you with me? I couldn't go out there without my knee pads on and my thigh pads, my shoulder pads. I couldn't do that. Because if I didn't have it on, I could what get hurt easier than if it was if I had it on. So we you, Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, excuse me, Brian. I'm sorry, right? Because these glasses is for closeness, right? I can't see you back there if I got it up like that. So this is why I keep it down like this. Okay. Amen. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, growing up, my dad. Tell me when I was out playing, you know, back in the day we were in the neighborhood,
yeah.
And you represent me or you represent the bear. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And they know who you belong to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go out and create mischief,
yeah,
then act in a bad way, you're reflecting the bear's name.
Mm-hmm.
People know who we are, who we belong to. Mm-hmm. In Philippians 1, verse 27, it tells us, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel
mm-hmm.
of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
When we lose our anger, mm-hmm. we're still Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And when we show those things, people see that mm-hmm. we're doing more harm to advancing the gospel than we are to ourselves.
And a lot of people is watching us, waiting and hoping for us to what? Fall.
Yeah.
They just waiting and hoping so they could come and say what? I thought you was a Christian. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. That's what it says. And it also says, it is better to suffer for well-doing than it is to suffer for doing bad. In other words, just like I said, sometimes people say something to us or do something to us and we walk away. That's what we're supposed to do. But when we get home, we're in our hearts, we're saying, I should have said something, or I should have, he put his hands on me, I should have, what? Broke his hand off.
Based on what you just said, I should have. But James tells us, mm-hmm. listening, anger, well, okay, let me put it back, let me roll it back. I'm learning that because of James,
mm-hmm.
slow the anger.
Yes, sir.
Because he tells us, and I tell my grandkids,
yes.
we have 2 ears to hear.
Yes, 2 ears.
And 1 mouth to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So if I listen to what someone's saying, maybe I can dissect it a little bit better before
mm-hmm.
I respond to
mm-hmm.
it, because maybe I don't have to be angry about what they said,
mm-hmm.
because maybe I didn't understand what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm working on that
yes,
a lot. Because I'm saying one thing, but you're translating it or hearing it a different thing. So I have to take a moment to, okay, that's where you were going with it. Because your word for self, my word for self,
mm-hmm.
not coming across
mm-hmm.
the same. As simple as that. So James is telling us a lot right there. That listen.
And from that point, that's why the Bible teaches us, right, to marry in the Lord. Because when you dealing with somebody who's outside of the Lord, they don't understand it like you do. You're trying to get some across to them and say, listen, we're not supposed to be doing this right. But they can't, they, you know, the world can't understand that. So they are different, and they have a different solution for it. Are you with me? And they would answer to their way. And you got the Lord's way, just like you said, representing the God. We can't get out there and act a fool and you know, we're supposed to be representing who? Christ. Right? And if we represent him, we're going to walk away. And it's going to make us look, I mean, because it made him look bad. Right.
Speaking on the terms of being angry.
Mm-hmm.
Being angry and being stern is two different things.
That's right.
Some people, you better not go up against them with no,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be stern.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be angry in that stern.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
All depends on, you just got to ask the Holy Spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
God, please, Lord, guide my tongue. Because I'm getting ready to go crazy because they crazy. But you, some people you really have to be stern with. It's not always that sugar on top that I'm coming to you with. Some people don't understand it. You have to be stern.
Yes, sir.
Not being angry.
Yes, sir.
Not saying ugly things to them.
Mm-hmm.
But in your whole appearance got to be stern.
Yes, sir.
Your whole body have to show what you feel.
Right.
Some people you just have to be stern.
That's why we go back to the Old Testament where it says there is a time for all things. You sometimes you got to be stern. You know, you got to say, listen, you know, stop. And I mean it. You know.
Because God is stern with us.
Exactly. You got to say. Yeah. It's just like if you, go ahead.
Even when you're angry, you have to write to say that I am not pleased with what
right.
you did. I'm not
right.
pleased with
mm-hmm.
what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did the same thing with the people
mm-hmm.
selling stuff
mm-hmm.
in the temple. He let them know
mm-hmm.
that this is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't go at them to cuss them out
mm-hmm.
and to retaliate
mm-hmm.
this way. It brings to mind to me back when Mike and me, we were in the military, we went to a company barbecue, and there was the commander's wife who was sitting on the table with them, and one of these ladies said something to her that was very inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And so another one said to her, you need to cuss her out.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't speak that way.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Christian, and I don't talk this way.
Mm-hmm.
To me, in one sentence, she told that lady that told her to cuss her out, this is not the right thing to do. Another way, she put that lady that came at her in her place by saying this, and she was telling her, I'm not going to lower myself to the same standard as
mm-hmm.
he does.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to come out and being abusive and nasty about it.
Yes, ma'am. And that's, go ahead.
Remember our Lord in this instance when he was in the temple and he went into the money changers area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me. He was angry.
He was
mm-hmm.
angry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
yes.
an example of righteous
anger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, in much the same way, There are a lot of things that happen in this country, or even in your household, that it's upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
It is upsetting, and because it's wrong.
Yeah.
Like in Christ, what you were doing, you made my house into a house of thieves and thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was righteous in what he's done to prove his point. And so even to the point of physical, he was physical.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't, you know, like sugarcoat, oh, you know, come back another day. Oh, do that on a Monday. Oh, no, he went at it. He went at it. He made sure they understood that his feelings. And again, also, when we have an example in Scripture where Paul, as a Roman citizen, made it known that he was a Roman citizen because he was being unjustly treated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we too, as citizens of this nation, citizens of the Lord's church, we too are entitled to our rights. And it's not wrong to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at the appropriate time. I ask God for that wisdom and for the words and etc. I also want to share with you in 2 Corinthians 6:14. Again, I'll be reading from the New International Version.
Okay, 2 Corinthians
6:14, where I'll be starting. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. What a beautiful thing to be considered. God's son, God's daughter.
Amen.
And then also, if you catch yourself getting angry and you sin, because we're not perfect, and we're going to get caught up. You got to be that bigger person, go back and apologize.
Amen.
That's showing that
Amen.
Person.
Amen. Thank you.
Sure, look, I am a child of God. And yes, I do fall. You have to let people know we're not perfect. You know, yeah, I do mess up a lot of times. You have to go back and apologize. And I learned that on my job when, oh, Lord, I used to work at. I'm telling you, pluck your nerves to no end every day. It's all your little nerves that you have. But on a many occasions, when I got caught up acting like everyone else, I had to go back and apologize. And that was the hardest thing in the world to tell someone, look, I was wrong. I should have done it, you know, another way. You know, we could have done this another way or whatever. But you have to go back and apologize because you're going to get caught up. You live in this world. Keep on living. You're not always going to be that meek and mild person. The devil is always on the other side,
yes,
pulling at you as well. And sometimes he gets you, but he don't win. Because God always going to pull me through when I ask him. But you have to be that bigger person and go back and say, well, look, I was wrong, you know. And then maybe you can get a decent conversation with that person if they have calmed down. But if they still angry, you got to walk away and leave that alone. Leave that in God's hands. Pray for them.
Sure.
At another given time that maybe you need to go.
And that would be a weight God will take off of you.
Yeah.
I thought a lot of times apologizing is just not.
It don't work.
It's you give somebody else the excuse. They're justified because you apologized. And what they did was not acceptable.
Exactly.
You may not have handled it correctly. There might have been a better way. But if you apologize, and they're justified in what they did, and it's not is in no way the case.
That's
so keep apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies. If I sinned against you, if I did something to you, if I said something about you, my brother in Christ right here, you know, at any point in time that I needed to retract, take back, try to make right. You can't make anything right. Mm-hmm. Where if I did it wrong and it was wrong, but try to do better. Mm-hmm. Try to make things better between us. I would apologize to you, but if you'd done something to me and I did something back to you, and then I apologized to you for what I did back to you, you're justified what you did to me in the first place.
Exactly.
Somebody
was saying something about Belial and the day and night. As was stated before, it's so easy when you're dealing with a Christian. Then you're dealing with the world, because the world ain't gonna understand you. You saying I'm sorry, they're gonna think it's like you said, they done the right thing. But also, it tells you to say something. Tell them, say something. You know, it's a time for all things. Listen, I don't mind going out with you, but you have to take your hands off of me. Before we go to the next question, there was a kid who said, he done bad things as a boy, real bad things, right? And his daddy had enough. Back in the day, the daddy took the belt off. He was coming at him. He said, "Daddy, you know the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not." Are you hearing me? So he's not supposed to, he got a bad misunderstanding of what it is, right? When my daddy beat me, he didn't hate me. He beat me because I done something wrong.
It's a father that hates a sin.
And exactly. He told me up, are you with me, to the point where I don't want to do that anymore. Whatever I did, I don't want to say it. Whatever I said, I don't want to say it anymore. Right? Because, I thought he was going to kill me. Right, I thought he was mad at me. Right, but he wasn't. In other words, he wasn't. He loved me. That man was love. He didn't want me to do what I did no more, and he meant it, because I had done it too many times. Right, and he meant it. He really meant for me not to do it no more. Are you with me? So when the Bible teaches us to be angry and sin not, just make sure we don't sin when we're angry. That's what it's saying. Jesus is the one who told us that. And Jesus lived that. Even though he went into that synagogue and he turned over the, that wasn't sin that Jesus did. Are you with me? That wasn't sin. That was God's will for him to do. Are you with me? That was God's will. If we look back in the Old Testament, God told them to do some things, right? You know, to kill the women. What? Let's don't go back there right now, because, you know. But anyway, be angry, but don't sin. Jesus did not sin. There was no sin in his life. And he's the one who told us, not to do, to be angry and sin. So we have to learn this. Like you said, we have to learn this. This ain't nothing going to just come over us overnight. Oh, I got it now. Because some people, like you said, they're going to come after you because the devil sent them. They're going to come after you to steal your joy. You're not supposed to be happy, you know. You know, why you, every time I see you and your wife, y'all holding hands together, and why? That makes me upset. I don't hold my wife's hand all the time. Why you gotta, stupid things make them mad. And that's what the devil does. He wants to make you mad. So if you get mad, you can't think straight. Are you with me? That's why the Bible teaches us when we do discipline our son, make sure that we're not out of our minds, because we can hurt them. Are you with me? Because we could hurt them. I think you had to interrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry it took so long, right?
I was going to, because to kind of marry their points together in 2 Corinthians, what Chuck was talking about, and if you go on to chapter 7, it marries them together. It says, since we have these promises, you know, promises to be sons and daughters, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God.
Fear.
So that's the whole point.
Amen.
The fear of God.
Amen.
So if we didn't ask for forgiveness or whatever, you know, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Right. If we know we have fallen, we ought to try to get up. Are you with me? Nobody in their right mind is going to fall and just stay down on the ground. Jerry come to see me how I'm doing. Well, Pastor, what are you doing? Man, I fell. I didn't feel like getting up, Jerry. You know?
Well,
somebody else before you, Jerry.
You know, sometimes people, we're like that, right?
Yeah.
We don't. That's why we need each other.
Hey, we need the Lord. We need to keep that armor on, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say that there are a lot of people in the world that just because they know that you are a Christian, mm-hmm. they really don't think that you're supposed to get angry at all.
Exactly.
You know, so, yes, we do have to be careful mm-hmm. about the way we respond.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to literally put your hand on your mouth and keep on saying anything.
And you got to remember, the devil knows scriptures.
Yeah.
Are you with me? So if he could use people to make us angry, and we sin, he has won. But we cannot let him win. We got to study, we got to pray, and we got to come together and strengthen one another. That's why God says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, as some do. Right? We need to come together. Come together. That's strengthening us to go out, to go back out and be strong in the Lord, you know, until we get back to Wednesday night. All right. There was somebody before you.
I'm kind of agreeing with Dolores because I had somebody, they come at a regular time. They would come to my house, and they always would bring arguments and foul mouths with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them, not in my house. If you can't deposit that stuff in your car before you come inside, you need to leave. And the response was always, and you call yourself a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
It's because I am a Christian. I will not tolerate this in my house.
That's right.
For you.
It's because you are. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I
think it was Jerry. I'm sorry.
Several times it's been mentioned that people who witness verbal confrontations or misunderstandings will question you as to why did you let him get by? Why did you retaliate? Why did you walk away? You need to mark those as not your friends.
Exactly.
They are your enemies. And they would rather you commit sin than getting into a confrontation rather than walk away and not doing so.
Mm-hmm.
In the same token, when we witness verbal confrontations or witness actions like that, we must be sure that we don't contribute to it, because that sin becomes our sin when we do. We invite them to get into a conversation or retaliate. That becomes our sin when we do that.
Where there's no kindling, the fire goes out. There's no strife, you got some peace, right? But if you add kindling to that particular fire, guess what's going to happen? You know, it's going to be the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Yep.
You know, every time something said, every time something done, you know, we're going to retaliate. So we have to reach out. Somebody had their hand up. Okay.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say, too, in those verses, in your anger, do not sin. Don't let the sun go down when you're still angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, you'd be giving the devil a foothold.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Dolores was saying, be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope we don't dwell on it either, because that's not good. We just need to pray for that person and control our emotions. That's all part of it. You've got the Holy Spirit. He's going to help you, hopefully, to control that emotion so that you won't say a word when you stub your toe. You'll just say, ouch, okay, that's safe. You know, we don't have to say anything. Just let it out. And the Lord, I'm sure He cried on the cross as well. But He could have called down 10,000 angels, all those people, and He didn't. He prayed for them. Forgive them.
Amen.
And that's got to be our attitude for everything.
In a lot of instances that we may find ourselves struggling with wrongs that have been committed unto us, if there appears to be no restitution between the two parties, that's when prayer is extremely valuable. And as the saying goes, when you pray, then let it go. Don't dwell on it. Don't hang on it. Don't seek retribution. Oh God, please destroy them. God will deal with everyone in His own way, later that He sees fit. But for us, that peace that is afforded to us is to pray unto the Lord and then let it go. It's in His hands. In other words, it's in the best hands. Not our hands, the best hands that can handle the situation.
Amen. And you know, sometimes, right, people do things to us and so forth, and we want God to handle it. But God didn't handle it like we wanted God to handle it. You know, that you know, what He done to me, God, you should have done something worse, right? But God knows what He's doing. And we could get mad at God for this, right? But God, when God disciplines someone, right? He disciplines them because He wants them to what? Be saved. He wants them to repent. When we get mad at folks, when we get mad at folks, we want them to die. You know, we want them in the hospital, in jail, right? Whatever, right? We're mad. we are mad, right? But God don't see it like that. God wants folks to repent and what? Get well. He wants them to, you know. So His discipline may not be the discipline that we want Him to discipline. Is there a time is up? Okay. His discipline, right? We should just sit back, and if we don't think that His discipline was enough, right? We need to go back and study to show ourselves approved. That's why it says study to show who? Yourself approved unto God. You can't get this without studying and praying. You got to study. You got to learn these things. It ain't gonna come just, you know, like possibly what happened to the apostles. The Spirit just came over them. So it might not come like you have to learn. We have to learn these things. None of us may not be there yet, right? None of us. The oldest person in here may not be there yet. Are you with me? The youngest may not be there yet, but we are striving for this because it's very important that we do this. In 32 in Ephesians 4, it says, "And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even what? As God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us." Do what Christ says. Do what He do. The things that Christ hate it. The things that He love it. Right? And we won't get into, you know, we have to learn this, right? We might get into a battle, we might come up with a bruise or two, but at least we've done what He says to do. You know, we may not win every battle. Someone might say something to us and it hurts us. You know, I remember the dozens, Jerry, you know, that's way back in Jerry time, you know, the dozens. people, and back in my time, not so far ago, but people would, you know, you say something, you know, and they would talk about your mother, your mama. Oh, that used to hurt. That thing hurt, right? You know, it hurts. This is me and you. What are you talking about my mom for? Right? But it would hurt. And then it would make you say something back about what? There. And that's not right. Mothers ain't got nothing to do with you two in your, you know. But we would do that. Right? To retaliate, to get this weight off of us and put it on you. But like I said, the Bible says, for as much as life within you, live peaceable with all men. That's hard. But it could happen. Because this is Christ's word. It could happen. All we have to do is trust and believe, study and study and pray and study and pray. Right? And like I said, come together when together is called for. Because it strengthens us, right? Because when you're together with like you said, with people who don't know the Lord all day long, right? You know, eat 40 hours a week, you know, it just gets to you, right? Because they just want you to, they just want to see you fail.
It's draining.
Draining. They want to steal your joy. It's like you're not supposed to have no joy. You're not supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be, I'm sad. Why you got to be, you know, happy all the time? You know, be sad sometimes. You don't cry. Right? And I cry. You know, why can't you cry? Are you listening? People, this is how people are. And they just want to just steal. They just can't stand to see you have joy. They want to just snatch it from you. All right, sister.
We have to remember we're not the judge. We have to temper our response or we'll bring condemnation on ourselves.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We will do it to, we will hurt ourselves. It's just like forgiveness, right? When you can't, or when you don't forgive somebody, you know who's hurting? Yourself. You know, if you can't forgive, and that's a learning situation that you people just can't, you know, it don't come just like that for you to forgive somebody just like that. It don't happen, but you have to work on it. If you never work on it, it ain't coming. Somebody said practice make perfect. You have to practice. You have to work on these things. You have to study. You have to trust the Lord. Work on these things, because if you don't work on it, it ain't going to happen. And just like I said, angry, forgiveness. If you can't forgive somebody, you're hurting yourself.
You won't be forgiven.
You won't. And that's the key. Exactly. Why should Christ forgive? And you know, because one of the things we have to do, we have to actually look at Christ's life and what happened. If we could just see what happened to Christ, we won't have no problem. The man was talked about. We don't want nobody to talk about us. We can't, you know, and coming back in our face, you know, I just talked about you and I'm in your face making you laugh. Are you with me? This is what Christ went through, the beatings and the spitting on and stuff like this, but he did not tap out. On that cross, he was thirsty. They gave him the wrong, he on that cross, he was hurting. They wanted to give him some aspirin, like, for his ache. He said no. On that cross, he was hurting bad. I mean, pain. It was painful. It was embarrassing because he was naked. You know, people show that he had clothes on. He didn't have no clothes on. Nope. That's my understanding. That's the history. Are you with me? Because they had, you know, I don't, at least I don't think. If I'm wrong, you know, straighten me out later. You know, but he was up on that, he was hurting bad. He was embarrassed, you know, because people were saying, you know, if you're supposed to be God, come on down, you know. You know, he was, and all of this, if we could just see what God went through, we shouldn't have no problem in saying, forgive me, bro. You know, just like that. It's time? I'm sorry. Okay. Brother, could you please close us in prayer?